The latest is that we've been seeing civil society and political actors debating about their project of the new constitution. There are many things that people are asking to be changed, and some other things that people are asking to be added to the new constitution. So the debate is going on. And based on the plan that was presented to the people of Guinea since the beginning of the year 2024, we are expecting that referendum to be held this year of 24 by November or December.
Is it true that there's a concern that people think that the Constitution as written encourages or asks for amnesty for members of the military junta?
Yeah, there is a provision in that new Constitution saying that the amnesty law will be rolling and adopted during this period of the transition. So many people have been criticizing that because it's like signing a blank check to authorities to kill whoever they want, and they're going to get away from it. You know, the things that many people have been criticizing is that based on the law, the charter that is governing actually the transitional period, the member of CNRD and the government and also the CNT, which is the legislative body of the transition, no one of them was supposed to run for any office by the end of this transition. But based on what we have seen in the new constitution to being written, nobody is going to be prevented from running except those who will be under 35, like for the presidency, and over 80 years old.
How true is it that there are some Guineans who might be encouraging the military leader Dumuya to run for, say, the presidency?
We have been seeing some movement of young people, unemployed, who are trying to find something to rely on, organizing a kind of support for President Dumbuya, or encouraging President Dumbuya to run for the presidency at the end of this transition. Even, I think this Saturday, there is a communique inviting people to Kaloum Hotel in the spirit of the transition to get together and propose something to the junta.